Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning and welcome to Coatesville Connection. We're joined by Father Antonio, who is with St. Joseph's Parish in Coatesville, here to talk about the charism of gratitude, thankfulness. Welcome, Father.
Thank you very much. It is a pleasure to be here once again.
Let's start with a prayer before we begin our lesson.
Of course. Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Gratitude without love, it is not gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And what has to be behind our works of love is that I have contracted an infinite debt of love toward God that I must pay.
Mm-hmm.
Because love is paid with love. I do this. I must do something to show you my love. Because as St. James says in his letter, your faith without deeds, without works, is dead. Your gratitude has to impel you to love concretely through your works. And then gratitude is a motivation. It is the driving force in all we do. I do this for you, Jesus. For you, God. I have to forgive. I do it for you. I have to pray. I do it for you. I have to fulfill my duties at my job. I do it for you. I fulfill my obligations at home because you deserve it. This is the way I can show my gratitude to you. Fulfilling my duties at home, at my job, with my family, praying. If you ask me to help this person, I'll do it out of love for you, out of gratitude for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes we move ourselves with our feelings. I feel like doing it, then I do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like doing it, then I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude, even if you don't feel like doing it, gratitude impels you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It moves you out from yourself and puts you to love.
Mm-hmm.
Because I repeat, what has to be there in everything we do is I have a debt of love toward God.
I think that's hard for people, though. I think a lot of people can love God back, but still have a selfish motivation in that love.
And here comes again gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, even if I won't receive anything for doing this or doing that, I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do it out of love for Christ. And this works for me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a human being.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm tired. I feel laziness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bored. I had a bad day, and then I have to attend more people. And you know what? I say, this is for you, Christ. Everything makes sense for you. I don't feel like doing it because I'm tired, I'm angry, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you deserve my love.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good motivation.
You know, it just changes your life.
Yeah.
And here goes the heart of the gospel, the heart of Catholicism. Love. Love that is a person. God is love, says St. John in his letter. God is love. And gratitude leads us to aspire to the maximum. I am not content by fulfilling some laws that the Church requests me in order to go to heaven or in order to be in good standing with God and the Church. I think that we have, we always aspire for the minimum.
Right.
You know, a grateful person wants to give more and more. And you can do many things, and that will be nothing for you.
Right.
The motivation is, I have to go to Mass because I have to give thanks.
Right.
Because if I go to Mass because I need something, and sometimes God doesn't grant me what I am looking for, mm-hmm. what I am asking for, well, then I get mad and I leave the church. And I leave church. But if I go always looking for something, asking for something, if one day I have it, I will stop going to Mass. If I'm rich, why do I have to go to Mass if I am rich? If I have everything in my life, it doesn't make sense. I can say, I can go to Mass because if I miss Mass on a Sunday, I can go to hell. That's right. But does that give you peace, joy, fullness of life? Does that make you really happy? I think that it doesn't make you happy.
No. Mm-mm. It doesn't make God happy either.
Exactly.
Because he would say in the Old Testament, just because you're doing these things, your heart's not in them.
Exactly. And that's why they cannot transform you.
Right.
Because they are outside. Right. They're not inside. The sensation I have with many Catholics is that they would say, the less laws I have to fulfill to get to heaven, the better.
Right.
We're not loving. We're not being grateful. We should say, I just can't content with the fulfillments of some requirements. I want to give the greatest good possible.
Right.
And I say, this is not easy. This is not easy. That's why we have to begin with the initiative, with God's love. Look at what God has done for you. And you don't deserve it. And I'm going to be sincere. That's why I became a priest. I wanted to love Jesus for loving me in such a way. I had to do something for him. I wanted to let everybody know how wonderful, how amazing, how great is Jesus Christ. Because I wanted them to experience the joy I had, the peace I have, a meaning in my life. And this is missing in our churches. We need witnesses of God's love. Another thing that gratitude gives us is salvation. Here we come. As you see, it's a concept that involves many things. Many things. For example, let's look at the 10 lepers. Only one went back to give thanks. The other 9, they had faith. And that's why they asked Jesus to heal them, to cure them. But only one received from Jesus these words, "Go, your faith has saved you." The others, they had faith in the miracles, but this one went back to give thanks. And that act of love, accompanied with his faith, that work, that deed, I repeat, accompanied with his faith, were what made him be saved.
Salvation, yeah.
And why it saves us? Gratitude saves us because it impels us to love. Because it cures us of the leprosy of our selfishness. The 9 lepers, they were thinking of themselves. And only one went back thinking of Jesus. And gratitude opens for us the gates of heaven because we're able to love. We can experience heaven now on earth because we can love. And the driving force, the motor is love, gratitude. St. John says in his gospel, he says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life."
Right.
You say you deny yourself in order to love. And this is salvation. Jesus says, It will preserve you for eternal life.
Wow. I don't think a lot of us are going to make it.
then we look at the saints and we say it is possible.
It's possible, yes. No, I know. We're just not taught this.
Yeah, that's a mistake. I wasn't being taught on this.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, my catechist just told me, learn the 10 commandments, and that's it.
Here's what you do.
And that's what you do.
This is what you need to do.
But then the logic of the gospel implies more.
Mm-hmm. It sure does, yeah.
So gratitude cures the leprosy of our selfishness, and it helps us to die for ourselves, to deny ourselves in order to love Christ and others.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's beautiful.
But then it is also a medicine. It's salvation. It is a medicine. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are like medicines for an illness.
Mm-hmm.
We call these medicines charisms. And gratitude is a charism, a gift. And it is a medicine. It is something that has been always there. It is part of the essence of the church. But what have happened that today, in this century, it was necessary to have something structured as a spirituality, mm-hmm. as a way of life. Because the Holy Spirit wants to heal, to cure one of our biggest problems, and here it comes again, pride. Pride is the mother of all sins. Mm-hmm. And it is the cause of our crisis of faith. It is the cause of our destruction as a society. Pride, we have to go back to the Genesis.
Yes.
When Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan, what did he propose them? If you eat,
you'll be like God.
You will be like God.
Right.
You will be like God. And notice that the fruit that they were tempted to eat was the fruit of what? The good and the bad.
Knowledge of good and evil, yes.
Exactly. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. So they wanted to know the truth. And they wanted to set by themselves what is good and what is wrong. This is pride. I want to be God. I want to be God. I want to be like God.
I want to determine what's good and evil.
I want to determine what's good and evil. So in our society, what we see that anyone is setting, is establishing what is evil and what is good by themselves, without God. Here comes secularism. Mm. I can say what is true and what is false. And I don't need God. I can live as if God doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. This is pride. And gratitude heals this pride. Because before such love, I have to humble before God. Mm-hmm. I have to give thank you. I have to give thanks. And I have to say, you are my Lord. I am not the Lord.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
When I say that I believe in God, I'm saying that believing in God means that I have to follow some rules. But these rules, the basics, are already in my nature, mm-hmm. right? The natural law. I cannot kill. And that's something that any human being would say. I cannot kill someone. What is the thing here? That I live without God. I have no reference. I live as I was gone. I determine what is good and what is wrong by my own. And here comes the problem. The destruction of our society, of family, first of myself. Because if I think then to lie is good for me, I'm harming myself. This is bad for family. If I say that you are not a man or you are not a woman when you are born, then how can family be built on this? In this context, what do we have to do? We have to announce. We have to say, God loves you. And you are important for Him. Look at how much He loves you. And this touches hearts. Mm. And this changes hearts. Instead of saying, you can go to hell. That's real. Mm. I'm not saying that doesn't exist. Mm. But instead of saying or insisting only on, if you don't this, you can go to hell. Or if you do this, you can go to heaven. This is not attractive. If I say, look at Jesus Christ, look at how he has loved you, this is different.
Mm.
Gratitude is a response that includes the other motivations, because these motivations are human.
Yes, right.
And they're good for us.
Right.
Before the presence of God, I cannot behave as if he was my body,
right,
my friend.
Right, right, exactly.
And here comes the gift of holy fear. The holy fear. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the holy fear.
Yes, yeah.
And then also, why not? I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. There is a poem in Spanish. I don't know if I'm going to be able to translate it in English. But there is a poem, beautiful poem, that says, even if hell doesn't exist, I want to fear you. Even if heaven doesn't exist, I want to love you. In Spanish would be, aunque no hubiera infierno, te temiera, y aunque no hubiera cielo, yo te amara.
Mm.
Well, I tried to do my best by translating it.
No, it's very good. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's pure love.
That's pure love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was written by a Spanish woman.
Mm.
You know, woman has a more profound sense of things.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. Gratitude heals us because it shows us what is going good in our lives.
Mm.
When you are focused only on what is going wrong, you are a person that is always complaining. You are a person that is not happy with anything. You are a person that is alone because no one wants to live with someone that's complaining all the time. And you're a person that gets depressed very easily because you feel your life as a shame and not as a blessing. What gratitude does is to show you what's going good in your life. Look at your husband. He has defects, but he has many other virtues.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks for those virtues.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks for his example.
Mm-hmm.
You have your kids. They're not perfect. That's right. But you had the opportunity to have your children in your womb. You know what is to be a mother. You know what is to feel the joy of having a creature in you. And that's a blessing.
Mm.
You can breathe. You have health. You can love. You can have a trip. You can wonder of the beautiful things on earth. Gratitude heals you.
Mm.
If you only focus on what is going wrong, you're going to be the most disgraced person in this world. And you know, even you're going to give thanks for the problems, the difficulties. Because you're going to see that without that problem, without that difficult, I couldn't have reached to what I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have been speaking with Father Antonio from St. Joseph's Parish in Coatesville. We've been speaking about the charism of gratitude. This is part of a 10-part series. This is part 3, and we will return with part 4 in May. You have been listening to Coatesville.